to advertise, email podcast at thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Chelsea fans already calling for Maresca's head, and the PSL gets way more. This is Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway. Get way more. Ballers, welcome to the show. Thank you, as always, for joining us. Joining me on the show today, Mr. Len Moleko.
Yeah, what it do, what it do, what it
do. Also joining us is Tepi. Welcome, darling.
Hi, darling. I'm never telling you guys anything ever again.
once bitten, twice shy.
And also joining us on the show is everybody's favorite super sub.
Danko.
How's the bakery, super sub?
The car is doing well, eh?
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're feeling left out, ballers, you have missed out on a little piece of action here in the studio before we started. But we endeavor to not go there, Professor Len. We endeavor to not go there. Let's start off with the big news in football. It's official. It's the PSL's Betway Premiership.
Yes. Get way more.
It's big news. I mean, there's no
massive.
There's no bigger point of football, possibly on the African continent, but
I think in the world,
and even internationally, my friend.
I'd say in
huge.
The world
to be the name sponsor of this league,
and
I mean, since Barclays left the Premier League as the bank, and it became the Premier League, no name sponsor.
Yes,
is there one as big as this?
No.
I don't think so. So it's huge. And it's big, congratulations, man, to Betway and the team. We're super proud of you. And we're proud to also be a partner of Betway.
Yeah,
so,
we love Betway.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
It's a massive family now.
Yeah.
Our peeps.
Yeah. So Super Sub, Betway Premiership, what are you expecting? Who's going to be the memorable player of the Betway Premiership era?
Wow. Yeah, that's a difficult one.
That's actually a very good question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
Because it changes the nature of it, you know? But in the same way that I brought up Barclays for the Premier League in the UK.
You'd think about the likes of your Thierry Henrys. You'd think about Ruud van Nistelrooy, Patrick Vieira, Roy Keane.
Wasn't Wayne Rooney there?
Maybe for the beginning of his career, but
yeah, the start of his career.
But yeah,
there's already EPL, I think.
So, I mean, like the current batch of Sundowns players,
yeah,
right? Mokwena. They've been so. Mokwena. If he stays, I mean,
which look, Mokwena?
It's too late.
Sundowns, Mokwena.
Yes.
Yeah, it's too late for him to leave now. Surely,
you think?
Yeah, to go to Europe. Stays,
I think he stays,
and they still have like lots of season in him. Yeah, so
Ronwin,
Ronwin is one of them.
But Temba's one, for example, is not going to be remembered as the Betway Premier League.
Nope.
It was
Betway
Premiership.
He's the dish,
and I can tell you, else is not going to be remembered as a Betway Premiership.
Who?
Dylan K.
No, guys, you know, I feel some type of
way. But to can answer your question,
okay, please,
wasn't that the quickest?
Huh?
The shortest
dismissal. Stint. Yeah, the quickest dismissal of
officially in charge for zero games.
Yeah, no. But he was not dismissed.
He was not dismissed.
Okay, well, he left.
He resigned.
Guys, can I say something? Remember, I went to the presser.
Mm.
Okay.
What a waste, eh?
Bruh. Why? No, actually.
Yeah, going to the presser was a waste.
Wow. I went to the presser, my friend, right? And, I mean, we had the official presser, and then I had a bit of a one-on-one with him, right? It's just that, in fact, I'm going to post the interview that I had with him on my TikTok, right? Because the quality was not the best. Anyway, I remember asking
they got
him
rid
certain...
Of anyway, carry on.
I remember asking him certain questions, especially when I asked him, who are you going to have in your technical squad, number one? I remember I believe the presser was on a Tuesday, and he was saying, no, I'll have all the answers for you on Friday. And he was quite cagey. I remember asking him, so are you going to have full control of who comes in, who leaves and the like? You know, I asked him those types of questions, technical questions also that a coach would have answers to. And he was a bit off about such questions. And he kept on saying to me, wait until Friday, wait until Friday, wait until Friday. By the way, we were meant to have him in studio, right? For an interview, you would recall, guys. It's not a secret, guys. It's fine, though he was not available, whatever. But I think that also has to do with what was happening in the background.
I'm Jason. Sorry, just to get to all the comments. I'm Jason. Yes, this is live. Welcome to Onside ZA. Welcome, Bola.
Hello, wait, is this live, Jason? Live? It's very live.
It's very live.
Super sub.
Yeah, man. You know, the other day you said...
So all I'm saying is that I feel like even when he got in, he was in, but he had one foot out. He was not like in. I feel like not a lot of things were ironed out at that point. I could be wrong. And this is all alleged, by the way.
Len, ask your question because I think I have the same one. But go ahead.
You said something along the lines of Coach Steve Compella does not respect himself because he is used as a... Something.
Paraphrasing there.
What is a something?
Right?
Print. Yeah.
You remember that comment?
Yeah, I remember that comment.
What is Dendens? Why? Why does he look like he is the coach that when it looks like things are going south, he's the easiest person to get in just to almost like...
Stabilize.
Not even stabilize because things never really get stabilized.
Yeah, he has become that person that... I almost said yo.
Say it.
You can
say it.
No.
Come on, friend.
It's a family show.
They don't know where the bakery is.
Yeah, exactly. No.
I cannot get
bake, chief. Bake.
No. Bake. He has become that person.
Like
that
a three or four.
Everybody that goes to.
Yeah, like a three or four.
You know what I mean?
Like what's a three or four. Steer the ship that is heading for the rocks.
Bolas, what's a three or four? Please help us. Oh, help me, rather.
You know, and
what's a 304?
I don't know what is a 304.
It's fine. Marco? Can we move on?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ballers, let us know. Yes, we interact with you guys. Welcome as new viewers to Onside ZA. We interact with you live here on the show, and we also bring you more up-to-date information. It also allows us to do watch-alongs with you, bring you up-to-date scores, and bring you the news like the Dan Dan's news. Is if we were to have recorded this yesterday, that news wouldn't be here. So that's the point of going live like this for you.
Yeah, like the bakery that bakes every day. We don't do stale bread.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Yeah, fresh.
Okay.
Okay. So as the Betway Premiership, I don't think we've finished that point of who's going to be the memorable. As a player, who do we expect?
Somebody on the comments spoke about Mofokeng. The name never actually came to mind until I saw it. If he does not go overseas...
He's going. I think he's playing his last season with Orlando Pirates.
That's where Pirates win.
Yeah.
Okay.
The same Pirates that Lyle Foster came out from. Played one season and he left.
Do you think...
The same Pirates that... Marshall Munetsi played for one season and left.
Yeah, friend, but there are certain players that Orlando Pirates is like, oh, yeah, guy.
Yeah, look, I mean.
Didn't, kind of who he played for Bournemouth, man. What's his name?
Tugelo Rantie.
Wasn't he at Pirates as well?
When he came back, he played with MacArthur, I think, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Mofokeng, definitely, I think if he stays memorable, Ronwen will be one for the books as well.
And do you think that this could be almost the end of an era in a small way for Sundowns in terms of just the propensity for dominance?
No. Sundowns is still going to dominate.
They're still a well-oiled machine, Marco. I don't think that Sundowns has much to worry about.
Sundowns will still be the dominant force, but will it be to the same extent? I mean, season after season after season after season.
I think it's actually going to be
more so.
More.
Even a longer
but
run.
But why would you say that, Lynn? I mean, I think... that other teams are coming with guns blazing.
Which
it's
ones?
Not going to be it's not going to be smooth sailing.
Only Pirates.
Toyota Cup.
For your information.
And they were not fortunate.
They were not fortunate.
Exactly. It's like good for your information. Anyway,
they were not starlets, yes.
Do you understand? But I feel like there are teams that still have it in them. I feel like Staley's was starting very nicely last season and they still have so much to offer and they just might keep on getting better. So don't be on some silos, I mean Sundowns. Who silos? Mudim.
What's that?
Don't be...
Let it fly.
Exactly. So we can't be saying that Sundowns is the only team that's going to dominate and they are going to, you know, kind of...
Pirates will run them close?
We might even dominate... No,
there's no way.
Pirates did dominate Sundowns last season.
In cup competition?
Yes.
Just but because you were in the new Pirates
like,
jersey, by the way.
Nice
jersey, Super Sub. Nice jersey, by the way.
Danko.
I'm not just seeing an outright Mamelodi Sundowns take over the same way we've seen this season and the previous seasons.
Okay. I imagine so because they've already established the changes that I feel work best for them. They were prepared to ship things out and replace and shift to new. And I think that's the danger that clubs at the top face is that they get comfortable. And Sundowns aren't showing any signs of being comfortable. They want to continue.
See, I think the problem is, right, a lot of people are very excited because Orlando Pirates were beating a Sevilla under 16 team. And they see that as like, okay, cool. We are dominant, whatever. Sundowns did not really.
No, they didn't say they were dominating. There was nothing of that nature.
Defend.
Oh, sure, defend.
Yeah, no. Don't come here and. Yeah.
Sure, Mpanz.
Super Sub is on the pitch. He's here to defend.
No, man.
Introducing.
you are peddling rumors. Yeah, Joe.
What rumors am I peddling?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, right, we need not read too much into...
You can't read too much into preseason.
Into preseason. Like the same way that Kaizer Chiefs were clapped by young Africans, we can't say like, okay, cool. It's going to be same old with Kaizer Chiefs. No.
Especially their phase of transition. The Premiership fixtures, the Betway Premiership fixtures have been announced
Sounds
for the
nice.
Season. The Betway
Premiership.
It works.
Yeah, Betway just works, man.
Rolls off the tongue very nicely.
Who's getting way more in the first weekend of fixtures?
The usual suspect. I know it's in September, but like, you know.
Bit fire.
Who are the usual suspects? Okay, so the first match is going to be on the 14th. It is going to be a Tshwane Derby. It's going to be Sundowns and SuperSport United.
But
then we have
the
Royal AM in Cape Town City, Orlando Pirates, Chippa United, Marumo Gallants, Kaizer Chiefs. Who are the usual suspects there? Polokwane City, AmaZulu, Sekhukhune United, and Mkhize.
Sundowns, usual suspects.
Chippa United.
Cape Town City. Chippa. Sorry, Super Sub, but is he wrong? In terms of this fixture.
Chippa is not a team to stifle with.
Yeah,
if we're being fair.
And remember last season we battled with Stellenbosch in the escape.
Right.
So I'm hoping that Paris is not going to have a slow start like last season because I think that's where they lost a lot of ground in the beginning. And yeah, we'll see.
I'm excited to see the new guys, Magesi.
Against
Kaizer
Chiefs.
Maruma Gallants. They played
Kukune. Maruma Gallants against Kaizer Chiefs.
Oh, Maruma is also
if they've got a coach.
Ah, they'll have a coach.
Marumo Gallants.
If they are dancing.
Oh, they are dancing.
We'll see.
We'll just see if they'll be in tune.
Let's see who's at the helm at Richards Bay for that game against TS Galaxy.
Don't say it.
But there could be some shifting in the seas.
Yeah.
Some changes in current there in Richards Bay.
News, man.
I've got a question.
Please go ahead.
No. And it's,
thank
it's,
you for avoiding.
Yes. No. It's and it's for a lack of not knowing. What is the story with Siad Ramovic?
So there was an offer that was presented to him, and from what I read,
to him or to Tim. But anyway, carry on.
The problem came. I think Tim had already accepted that he's leaving. So. I think the terms and conditions of his departure were agreed upon. But the terms of his contract, actual contracts, going to that team, Wade, not Wade at Casablanca.
Going to the team.
Let's stop it, man. So what I read is that they did not agree on how they want to structure his technical team.
Interesting.
Freedom Mvelase. Sorry if I got your name wrong. Sundowns won't be a dominant force this season. They will lose more than five games this season because of the management issues they are facing currently. The Rulani departure will affect them.
I don't think so.
I don't see them going unbeaten as much as they did last season, this season.
Yep.
But I think they will still win the league.
Yeah, I don't think that ship is going to crumble at all. Rulani is a great coach. He had Sundowns playing at a very, very, very
high level.
High level, you know.
But they were at a high level before he came.
Remember, there's not the whole Sundowns body was demolished. There's still a spine which has been there since the Sundowns dominance started.
And
that's Manqoba Mncithi.
And that's what I was about to say, that the structure that Mamelodi Sundowns have, it works so well that losing a coach, it feels like you've just cut out your nails. There's not much of a difference.
And we thought things will go pear-shaped.
Yeah.
They didn't.
And Piso was one of the most instrumental manager of Sundowns that has brought so many changes, you know.
Yes, oh, sorry.
Dr. Pitso Msimane. Yes, congratulations, Dr. Pitso Msimane, by the way.
But remember, the reason, as much as, you know, the skeleton is still intact, right? As you guys are saying. But
no, the spine.
The spine.
It's a skeleton.
But the head normally is what leads the body, right? And whatever. So, you know, initially, you know, the spine was intact and you'd have the head, which was in that case, Coach Pitso. And then we had the spine intact once again, and then we had Rulani at the helm. Now, we still have the spine intact. Who is the head now? Who leads?
It's a two-headed dragon.
Yeah, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there's two senior coaches.
These people, remember, these people were also part of the spine while there was a head. Do they have the capacity? I mean, I'm not downplaying how excellent these two gentlemen are.
Three.
But do they have it in them?
Yeah, well, they've proved that they have it in them.
They were there when Sundowns was dominating. Mm. Just because Rulani is gone doesn't mean that now suddenly Sundowns is going to be...
And we don't know how much of their input was also there. So.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay.
Heading to the comments, Mpendulo saying that losing those five games won't cost them the league, though. And I think that's what I was getting at, is that I don't see them being as dominant or going as long unbeaten in the season. But they should still get over the line. I mean, they've been super comfortable for a while now, Sundowns, as in large spans ahead of everyone else in the league. I think this league season will be closer.
Yeah, I think so. It'll be closer.
But that's not saying
much. Of course you'd
say
that.
Closer is easy to achieve because the gaps have been huge.
You know,
right?
And last week I wanted to say this, but I was mummed a little bit, but it's fine. I think Kaizer Chiefs is actually going to be a very dark horse this coming season.
Isn't it amazing to call Kaizer Chiefs a dark horse?
Crazy.
Not many times in South African football history that you can say Kaizer Chiefs is a dark horse.
I know, right? That's how the mighty fall.
Yeah. But hopefully it is the renaissance of Kaizer Chiefs. I think ballers will know I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan. But beyond that, even if you're neutral.
You just know how to choose them, eh?
Hey, guys, please. Have respect for me.
You had one job.
Have respect for me, please. Woo. But I think even if you're a neutral, I think you want to see the renaissance of Kaizer Chiefs. You want to see them back and competing. I think if you're a Pirates fan, you don't want to see them above you. Or above your team, or being the best team in the league necessarily. But I think everybody in South African football wants Kaizer Chiefs to be doing better again.
I know, Marco.
A strong Chiefs
not
is good.
No. Not everybody.
It's fine. It's okay. We get it. But we need
Marco,
a strong...
Speak for yourself, my
you
friend,
see, eh? Me, as a neutral, because I don't support any team locally, right? We need I don't support any team locally.
He's been very neutral, I agree.
I think
ballers always argue this point and they always accuse Len. But I think that Len
has not been
completely neutral.
When? And why are you making faces? No, Len has not been neutral. Come on.
So, tell the truth. If it's so obvious, who does Len support?
Okay, who do I support?
Sundowns.
Oh, no. But he just says Sundowns is the best team because they're the best team.
Who do I support?
That's being neutral.
Arsenal.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's the only team that I support.
No, my friend. What's working?
That's why I even have an Arsenal tattoo. That is the only team that I support.
I'm saying, my thing is this. Like, you may be neutral. You might decide to when are you neutral. But I sit next to you all the time. And I also know that somehow your opinions sway in Sundowns' favor.
No, but I'm giving credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
I come here wearing a Chiefs jersey, Pirates, Sundowns.
Mm.
Bloemfontein,
that's irrelevant. I'm saying is that you are deep down in
we
in
know
your
Super
heart.
Sub supports
when
Pirates,
you go
right?
to sleep at night, my friend, you know you're a Sundown supporter.
No, I'm not.
And I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan.
Yes.
No, he's saying it with your chest. That's the problem with him. He's
back to the comments quickly.
Yes. Swallows maybe, yes, he's right.
Oh, Swallows.
Swallows maybe, but I guess they go now.
No, but they're only saying that because Barry, you're playing football in the 90s. So
that's he's the baller. Matodzi Bendami saying Orlando Pirates will win the league, and straight after that Macoberry Studio saying I won't be surprised to see Orlando Pirates out of the top three. Those are two contrasting
ambitious
out of the top three. Wow, okay.
Yeah, he's ambitious.
I don't agree.
And it's okay.
No, I don't agree.
I think
I'm not I don't agree. Not because I'm a Pirates supporter.
If you're placing your money on this league finishing a certain way, go to Betway and use the affiliate code OnsideZA when joining as a new user in doing that. But if you're putting your money down, Sundowns to win the league, Pirates to finish second.
No. Cape Town City to finish second.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Kaiser Chiefs top six?
Hopefully.
They will make top four.
Hmm. Cape Town City second.
Yes.
Kaiser Chiefs fourth. That means that Pirates have to finish above Stellies, have to finish above other potential suitors for their top four position, yes, because Pirates have to finish third. They're if Kaiser
gonna,
Chiefs are fourth.
Pirates are going to finish outside the top four.
Woo!
Yes, I said
shots,
it.
Shots, please clip this and keep it on record for the end of the season. Please,
yes,
shots.
I said
thank
it.
You. Okay.
I think, and I'm not even talking about anything else, but I think Stellies is not going to do as well on the log as they did last season, because they still have to do confit, and I'm not sure how they're going to go about it. And if you're going about it for the first time, it's going to be very slippery.
No matter,
you can just lose in the first round.
Huh? Just get kicked out in the first round. How many games is it?
Four, guys.
No, but Coach Steve Barker, no,
we remember,
six
he said that, but that's
he
look,
spoke to Rulani and found out what the dynamics are. And you
not,
remember,
you still have to go in there. It's like a person can tell you about Tlof Tlof until you do it. Like you need to. Whatever.
They will spread themselves around.
Okay. I want to read.
What just happened?
I want to read out some of these predictions just to keep this on record for you ballers, because Mpendulo saying Pirates to finish fourth, Tiso saying Chiefs top four. Wow. Okay, I don't think that's his prediction. He's shocked.
They will.
Mpendulo also saying Stellies to finish second.
Not this season.
Mm. Okay, and Careful Humble Pirates says Macoberry Studios. Right, so Betway Premiership, what a season we have ahead of us. But ahead of us in the more immediate future, the MTN 8.
Is Kaiser Chiefs in the top 8 in the MTN
8? 14th Avenue. No, they're not.
They are not. Shit, it's Orlando Pirates versus Super Sport United in
this
the
weekend,
first game.
This weekend.
Stellies play TS Galaxy as well.
Yeah.
So Galaxy and SuperSport United to make it to the quarterfinals. I mean, sorry, to the semifinals.
So you're saying Pirates is going to lose and Sundowns is going to lose?
Yes.
So Sundowns will be.
I feel like Orlando Pirates would want to keep the trophy. So I don't see them lose. Hey,
Christmas. Okay. Well, then next weekend, Sekhukhune United, Cape Town City
to go through.
Mamelodi Sundowns, Polokwane City. Sunday.
Okay, do we?
I mean, okay, so we're going to have Super Sport United.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's just shade at you today. It's just everything's just being thrown at you.
It's the jazz. He's feeling the heat.
I'm not shading anybody. I'm just saying.
And then Stellies and TS Galaxy. You've said.
So the four teams that are going to make it to the semifinals are Mamelodi Sundowns, Super Sport United,
Cape Town City,
TS Galaxy, and Cape Town City.
No Stellies, no Pirates.
No.
Okay.
I don't see it. I think the Lulu is not prediction. The solution.
Super sub this weekend.
That's my prediction, guys.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
I said
prediction.
Okay. Sarcastically, okay. But I said okay.
unless he wants you to dance on the table with him now.
Super sub.
He's not Malicel, that's not going
to
happen.
You're biased, but Pirates to beat Super Sport United?
I think it's going to be a very difficult game for Orlando Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Super Sport, it's always that team that Pirates seems to struggle with, you know.
And technically the season opener, it's the first game.
Yeah,
Saturday
it's a season
night.
Opener, it's the first game. So it's going to be very, very tough fixture. But I still fancy Pirates to go through, but it's going to be very tough.
Mm.
Also remember, you've got the likes of Bovins and Bule playing against their former side with a point to prove. You've got a coach, Gavin Hunt, who just extended his contract with Super Sport United. And once Gavin stays at a club, give him about 2 or 3 years
to cook.
Once he gets going over and above that, then you start seeing a different approach to things.
I think the other things, I'm looking at some signings. Vincent Bulle, obviously, from Orlando Pirates, right? But they'll now have Ricardo Goss. He's on loan from Mamelodi Sundowns.
That's neighbors.
Yeah, you know.
My brush up.
Lend me some sugar, man. You do understand? Yeah.
And the Dolly deal fell through.
The what?
Dolly. Keegan Dolly's deal didn't go through.
Isn't he going to AmaZulu or something? I read something about that.
But we spoke about them. Didn't we say this last week?
Last week, yes. Yeah. I think you mentioned something about that.
And Pirates, it's a shame. You know, the one thing I like about them is that they are about getting young players. I mean, they've got so many new players from both Orbit College, both NC Professionals, which is something to be applauded.
Marok Salah, your Pirates is going to be knocked out of the MTN 8. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you think it's hard flying to Spain instead of Botswana for preseason? I don't know.
No, one is cheaper than the other one.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. And then you also said TS Galaxy to take Stellies out of this one.
Yes.
Stellies, who have a Calling Cup to their name from last season.
Yeah, but that's
Calling
what
Knockout,
else do they have?
Calling Knockout Cup.
Yeah.
Sorry, because the Calling Cup
is something different.
Is held by the Calling Cup All Stars team.
Yep.
The Kune team.
The Kune
team. Right. So, and they've had runs in cup competition last season. Could be another run.
They actually had a very weird ending to their season.
They did. So did Pirates.
No, Pirates almost
they did, fluffed the second place. Yes. So both teams struggled.
Pirates was lucky to finish second.
Yeah. Agreed. Remember the conversation we were having, Super Sub, about how the opportunity was, you know, presented to them, they started to fumble.
Yeah,
I'm actually not even happy about how they ended. Yeah.
I don't trust them.
I think
the
one team that fumbled someone
trust,
is Kukune.
I
don't
Pirates.
Think Kukune should have let go of their coach. They fumbled there. Because, I mean, for them to finish top four is miraculous. I wonder how they're going to survive this season.
They did not have luck. Banebasna lehlo
honol. Wabora.
Anyway.
Wabora, anyways.
Okay.
Anyway.
What are we expecting from the upcoming fixture in terms of new boys? I mean, Marumo Gallants is technically not new boys because they bought the franchise over, but they're new
Gallants
boys.
Gallants must focus on getting a coach. Before.
They've got a coach.
Where are you?
Dance.
Dance, Malisel.
But I like 403, you see? Oh, yes, of course.
What is it with you and 403
no, man,
and 304s?
No, man, I almost said, and I took it back. I retracted.
Oh, okay. Whatever that is. Anyway, the new boys, that would be Magezi. I think Magezi will do very well.
Really?
I think they will be able to stay up.
Really?
The team that actually has me worried is more Richards Bay and Royal AM. Because people are getting shot and people are getting investigated for tax and what.
Yeah, Royal AM, I think they're going to battle this season. I agree with you there. Richards Bay, though,
What is okay? Wait, may I ask, what does people getting shot have to do with real AIDS?
I don't know. I just listen to the news.
I'm lost.
Okay, Magesi.
But yeah, coming to the point, guys, I think Richards Bay are not going to struggle because Vilakazi is a good coach, and I think he did well during the.
Oh, and he got his, was it a CAF license recently? Because there's quite a number of coaches who actually went and applied for the CAF. Oh, they did the CAF license.
Thing. Yeah, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, he was one of them. So big ups to him.
I mean, he came into that team and actually helped them survive relegation. So, and if you remember how Golden Arrows, when before prior to him leaving, how they were playing, they were really, really a force. So I think with a little bit of a budget, I think it's gonna do well. I don't see them at the bottom, but Royal AM, I'm really worried because I don't think that transfer ban has been lifted. Eh?
They still owe a lot of players a lot of money.
So I think this could be.
Yeah. If we're being fair, right?
So sorry, what's the ambition for Richards Bay? Avoid
relegation.
Avoid playoffs even.
Avoid playoffs. Yeah, finish top 10.
Do you know what, Nick?
If you can,
I'm angry. I'm gonna have a rant.
This is a Len Moleko rant brought to you by Betway. Get way more.
Royal AM went, demolished the status of Bloemfontein Celtic, and it's a team that literally has no, the team has no culture. It's the closest thing to what Chelsea looks like right now.
Well, we've had this discussion.
Is it a reality TV show, Royal AM?
Basically, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I asked. Like, don't look at me like that. I asked.
Marco, question. What have you been watching?
Dancing Magic.
But then basically, that's what it is.
But then again, you look at Mrauzi, the man that bought Vets. What did he do with it? Where is it today?
TTM. Yeah.
You know, so these people just have money and they go. Why
didn't Molauti fondle, that's a different word for something different. Didn't he have a case with like some guest deal and some 2 billion rand deal that went south? I was reading something on the Daily Maverick about it. I think it was last week.
I did not read that. But what I'm saying is your rent is very valid. You know, you've got people like him who just comes and buy the team and they don't know the ins and outs of running a football team. You know, I think it is important for these people when they do these things because it looks like there's nothing much that we can do as the footballer lovers to stop that or protest against the buying and selling of statuses.
So I get, true. I get,
but,
the,
but,
I get
but what I'm saying, can I finish my point?
Hmm.
Cook.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is these people, they need to get the right personnel within their football structures in order to run these football clubs properly.
Yeah.
That is why I'm angry, because a Royal AM looks like my mother buying me a PS5 so that I can show off to my friends.
Is the Betway Premiership, is a team in the Betway Premiership a shiny car for some people?
It is.
You can say that, but
it's like a billionaires comparing yachts. And if you have, please have the same energy for Marumo, because they bought Swallows. I mean, you don't know what they're doing with it. Already they're having issues with the coach. Have the same energy.
Hmm. They haven't shown problems yet.
They don't have a coach.
Ah, coaches.
They've
come
just
and
started
go.
Now. I wasted my energy to a presser and jiggy jiggy.
Because you like things
that
like
on its own. That on its own is, guys, when they smoke this fire.
No, but like, let's look at Royal AM. The crassness of them when they first got into the Premiership. Right? Speakers on the field paying players with brown envelopes. And
they have not been good ambassadors of South African football. That's true.
Royal AM is a crass team.
There's nothing royal about that club.
AM. But yes, I agree with you.
And okay, last question. Should coaches, even in the Betway Premiership,
say it again.
Even in the Betway Premiership.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Should coaches get used to the idea of having limited control at football clubs in the modern era? We see it a lot with coaches who are deeply unhappy that they're working under a sporting director, this, that, whatever. They don't have complete control of a club. We've seen problems from it in the past, but is this just not the new era of football? I'm not accusing Dan Dans of anything necessarily. I am assuming that that might be, but I'm not accusing of anything. I think that it might be the case, is that I am not getting the control that I was promised. I am working under such and such limitations. Should managers, coaches, etc., understand that that is the modern game?
Successful teams.
Okay, darling.
Successful teams. Let's start in this country, right? Sundowns has got a sporting director.
Mm.
What are they doing? They're cleaning the floors with everything. Mm. Pirates.
Hey, don't look at me. I'm not a spokesperson for Orlando Pirates.
Or are you?
Oh, you resigned.
No, I'm not a spokesperson of Orlando Pirates.
Guys, we retired and opened a bakery. Keep up.
Okay. Yeah. Chiefs has one. Don't know what they do, but like, okay. They've got nothing to show for it. Between Bobby and Junior, I don't know which one.
Okay.
One of them.
Wow.
When they feel
so, like their fathers bought them yachts.
Anyway,
but
let that idea say you. Chipa United had a sporting director, technical director, in the form of Morgan.
Yeah, he was everything.
Like Jomo.
Yep.
Basically. So I'm just saying, in certain structures, right? Things do work if you understand the hierarchy of what you need to do. I think in the case of a Mamelodi Sundowns, for instance, Rulani wanted probably, I'm casting aspersions.
Say allegedly.
I'm casting aspersions here. Rulani wanted to be above Fleming Berg.
Do you think is that? Because I think Rulani is quite a clever guy and he's a modern day coach. I think he just felt like certain decisions they were taken without
his consulting him.
Consulting
or
him.
Maybe he took certain
decisions without consulting other people.
Okay, can I just say something? I was having a conversation with a coach this past weekend.
Rulani.
And I asked him, no man, he's all the way that side. We don't get to talk anymore. Oh. Allegedly. Okay, so all I was saying is this, and I was having this conversation with a coach, and a very prominent coach in the country, and I asked him, how is it that you would be coaching a team and doing well and getting them to whichever milestone that you're supposed to get them at, and the next thing you are out? And he says, you know, sometimes, man, it's not even about decision-making per se. He says that, you know, these teams, especially the ones that are...
from Limpopo.
I'd call them like... novices, they're still not as established, right? So they have this person who obviously has a lot of money, and this person does
from
not
Limbo.
Really. This person does not, man. Ish.
Just
this
calm down a bit there, Len.
You know, so this person, he says that, you know, the challenge is that you are doing what you need to do and you are doing well, right? But because you can already see that there are people around that are surrounding this person. Technical directors or, you know, and the like. And they're not really doing anything, by the way. All they do is kind of get an income and get paid for nothing, right? Mm. And when you, because you are this righteous individual and you don't like BS, once you start to talk about things that are wrong, that's when you lose your position as a coach. You either decide this is not what I'm about, or you overlook it and you continue.
Office politics.
Yeah. So it happens a lot. And there are names that were mentioned about certain people that's what they do. They just go into a certain team. They have positions. And then when they get there, they start to just meddle things up because they're trying to get a bag. And because the main guy doesn't really know the goings and comings of a team. So the coaches struggle with that in most cases. It's not even about all. But he did say also most owners are very rude because they have money.
But sure. Then
coaches like Dan Malisela, then they're not problematic. Maybe that's why they can be used in such manner.
They don't quit. That's like I'm speaking. It depends on you.
Scroll up.
Ah.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm not saying that, but it does look like...
No, that was a question, by the way. I did not make a comment. I did not make a fact. I was just asking him.
Bro, it's good. Chill, bro.
I don't know if it's a scroll up, but I feel like he's one coach that is not problematic. You know, it looks like he can be told, like report to an assistant coach, he will still go and work. Mm. You know what I mean?
But is it because, so let's look at that, right? And it's actually a very fascinating thing for me, right? You've got the Minidops of this world, Braden, who else is a journeyman coach?
Siema.
Siema is also part of it.
Siema. At what point do you get to get yourself to a point whereby, like, okay, cool, I'm coming in to coach this team. Linto, le football will kill you real death. Lena, they use him whenever they want to.
No, not really. Which
at Baroka?
No, man, he's been in the structures of Baroka since.
Also, his family member.
He's down there with the kids.
Okay. All I'm saying is, ne, there are certain coaches who I feel are very good at what they do.
Yeah.
But it almost feels like they let themselves get taken advantage of. As if.
And I mean, the reality also is that you need to get a job, right? You need a job, and it might come at a price. And it's sometimes you just sell your soul and just overlook certain things and do what you came to do. Or if you're a person of substance, you can't. You just can't. And you leave because of things that are messed up, really.
So that's a little look into the Betway Premiership. Once again, congratulations to Betway and the team. What a deal. The Betway Premiership. We can't wait for it to kick off, but we do have to wait
for it to kick off. We must do, ne?
We must ask for a share of 900 million.
Eh?
Oh, no. Okay, what?
No. Don't worry about that. We must actually run a competition to give away tickets to the first home game.
At Loftus.
Or at Orlando. Mbanza.
Okay, we will discuss it. We've got time for that. We'll discuss it. We'll see what we can organize. So let's move on.
Okay, let's move.
But yes, once again, Betway Premiership. Place your bets on the Betway app. If you are joining as a new user on the Betway app, remember to use the affiliate code ONSIDEZA when joining. It helps us out a lot. Also, with limited football coming up this weekend, of course, it is just those two MTNA fixtures. Besides some preseason and Olympics stuff, which we know my views on Olympics already. Oh, yes, we'll get there.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
South Africa's always swimming in gold. Of course. Hey.
Yeah. like, which one is this one? Okay, my friend.
We are. We're always swimming in gold.
That's it. Even the UK knows.
Yeah. So.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, with those limitations to fixtures coming up, remember to play the Aviator game.
Of course.
Oh, yes, my
child. Where you can jet off with Tepi as she goes around the world. This is Around the World with Tepi Worldwide, brought to you by Betway and Aviator. Betway, get way more.
Okay, some stories. This one is coming from the Olympics, actually. It says that Canadian team member handed suspended sentence amid a drone incident. Right? Now, Canadian women's soccer team staff member has been given an 8-month suspension prison sentence after flying a drone to film the closed-door training session of the New Zealand women's soccer team on Monday. This one happened in Saint-Étienne, all the way in France. It says here that, you know, this person had... It's not the first time, by the way. It's actually they were caught this time. And they initially said that, no, they were there because they are working with young kids in football. But eventually the truth came out to say that this person is actually very guilty.
Yeah.
I get it, right? Like
Louis van Gaal at Manchester United planting trees at the training ground because of spies. Spying in football is real.
I remember even in the Rugby World Cup, there was some some incident where the Springbok...
You were watching Chasing the Sun, right?
There was the Springbok had to cover the cameras.
That was Rossi Erasmus. This was in the World Cup that just happened now in France, right?
Yeah.
Where they were moving the cameras and stuff. Yes, I remember that. I remember seeing that on Chasing the Sun,
so
too.
Which
was brought to you by Betway, by the way.
Get way more. Spying is a real thing. And you know what? If you get caught spying, get suspended, everything. But I sort of like a coach who's prepared to
to go
do
that
the
route.
Little extra. I'm just saying, why? But like, don't get caught. To but what, I like it.
To
I'll
what
be
benefit
honest.
Though? Because I think
tactics.
Yes, no. Training drills are training drills. I think more tactics are done with if you've got a drone inside a video analysis session that they have.
But that's you need spies in the club to tell you, you know, this
but, I mean,
is who's going to play whatever.
No, yes.
But when you play, you must remember training drills. A lot of what happens in football, you'll do this in your coaching licenses, Professor Len.
Oh yes, I need to go for that. Actually,
yeah,
you have not.
No, Akira, I applied.
So even though
I applied, Akir.
Even though
you
when
are
you
a
SASA
recipient and you haven't done coaching licenses,
if you go to Instagram now during preseason, whatever, for any football club, and you watch training, what they're going to show you is a rondo, is some fitness drills, is some shooting drills, things like that. You will never see attack versus defense on Instagram. You will never see attack versus defense games.
Yeah, on Amazon Prime you do.
Yes, but that comes out a whole season after, not that weekend.
Fair point.
Right? So if I put a drone in the air over Arsenal ahead of the Community Shield coming up on the 10th of August.
The plastic cup. Oh, so what is it?
Yeah, the plastic shield.
Tibby, you want to go home? Wait, but who's playing in the Community Shield?
Arsenal, Man United and
Man City.
Man City,
yes.
Sorry. But anyway, I use Arsenal as because you guys like that trophy. Anyway.
Wow.
I just assumed because you guys like that trophy. Anyway.
Yes, continue.
If you were to put a drone in the air and you see Calafiori playing in a back three, for example, then you can expect perhaps that Arteta is thinking of a back three and you can prepare for a back three with Calafiori on the left and Saliba on the right and Gabriel in the middle. You can prepare for that. But what I'm saying is these are the things you do not see in the training programs as the public. You see it, like you said, on Amazon a year later.
Fair
but
point.
Then you're also seeing the locker room talk where Pep is shouting, you need to be on that man and you need to do this, you need to do that. That's not stuff you want public for your opposition.
Yeah.
That's not information you want to get out. And these are the benefits you're getting from a drone. Because from the drone, you can fly the drone high enough to almost be invisible and still capture formation.
Who do you think has got a drone over us today? Which podcast do you think is droning us?
Nah, watch no one.
Anyway.
It's we live. They can just watch on YouTube. <now.
laughs>
We are droning ourselves, basically.
But I think that there's a lot to benefit from that. And it is illegal. It is against the rules. But I admire a coach who does it. Thank you, darling. Let's move on.
And what was 8 months anyway?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second story.
Yeah.
Joey Barton, it says 8 months here, but I mean, I could be wrong. Maybe it's 8 months South Africa, but 9 months that side, time difference. Joey.
Daylight savings.
I mean, who knows, right? Joey Barton pleads not guilty to charges of malicious communication. So I'm just going to give you a bit of perspective and then I'll tell you what he's guilty of. Joey Barton, you would know him, you guys know him, right?
Former Newcastle,
yes, him. Joy Barton's tweets about Eni Aluko. Eni Aluko is a former footballer as well. She's female and she is a black woman. Was highly controversial. He says that I'm going to give you three of his tweets, right? He compared Aluko and fellow pundit Lucy Ward to the infamous serial killers Fred and Rose. This comparison was widely condemned for its insensitivity and obviously its inappropriateness. He questioned Aluko's qualifications to comment on men's football, stating that she can't even kick a ball properly, and criticized her coverage of the FA match between Crystal Palace and Everton. And he also made derogatory comments about Aluko's physical abilities and appearance, and dismissed diversity, equality, and inclusion initiatives as a load of BS. So he's been tweeting. I feel like he just does not feel he feels some type of way about this lady. Now this lady decided to take it all the way to the courts, and as it stands, he pleads not guilty to a charge of malicious communications. Charge relates to reports of alleged malicious communication online, which happened in January. This poor girl even had to leave for a bit because she felt unsafe, and he's still sticking to his word.
Joey Barton, he was banned from Twitter when he was at Newcastle. When do we stop being surprised by Joey Barton?
Look, He's a boxing African.
What do we do about him is the question.
Joey Barton needs to leave football. I don't know. Like, Joey Barton can go. He's Joey Barton. He was a manager in League One, and he had a fight in the tunnel with his own striker, a punching match with his own striker. It's Joey Barton.
Between him, Roy Keane has kind of mellowed down. I like Roy Keane now.
I've always been a fan of Roy Keane.
Yeah, I like Roy Keane now.
Anyway, yeah.
Especially that...
Roy Keane speaks his mind.
Yeah, the podcast that he does with
Gary Neville
with Gary Neville and Ian Wright. Super cool.
I like how you leave out a certain Liverpool legend in that one.
He's a legend.
Jamie Carragher.
He's a legend.
Huh? What constitutes a legend?
We'll get to that.
Are we having this conversation again about legends?
Did we have one?
I like that. I think let's revisit that in a bit.
Okay.
But I do like Roy Keane. Thank you, darling. Anything else in the worldwide?
This is a developing story.
Get rid
story.
Of Joey Barton.
He was a good player. So let's see what happens with him.
Good and player. Right.
Joey Barton was a good player.
He was decent, not good. There's decent. No,
how do you define a decent and a good
there's
player?
There's decent, there's good, and there's excellent.
And then there's Messi.
You're putting Joey Barton all the way below that. Decent.
Yeah, he was decent.
Joey Barton was a good player.
I think his actions overshadowed his accomplishments.
Especially post-football, he's been horrible. But he wasn't great during his career either, mm-hmm. in terms of the personality. And that's actually what kept him from big clubs. I'm sorry, Newcastle fans. Newcastle is a big club. It's what kept him from a top six side.
Newcastle is a Saudi club.
I think it's still sour, but that's all we have for then. You.
Okay.
Mm. So... anyway, Joey Barton, enough. Thank you, darling. That was around the world. That was around the world with Tippy Worldwide, brought to you by Betway. Get way more. What constitutes a club legend? Super sub.
Yeah, no. You can ask that again. But I think we can approach it in two folds. Is it number of games that a footballer plays at a club? Is it the contribution that the player had in the club? Because a player can go play a season in a club that has never won anything and goes and win maybe a treble, and he was instrumental in that club. Would you call him a legend of the club?
You know what I'm going to do?
Steven Gerrard didn't win any Premier League trophies.
Yeah, but he was consistent and he played for one team for the longest time.
Does that give him legend status?
He didn't even play again in England.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I feel like... because you can have a player that played two or three seasons in a club and they were instrumental, like scoring goals and all of that. And do you now call them legends?
Frank Lampard left Chelsea for rivals Manchester City.
Yeah.
Well, relative rivals, like in terms of competing for trophies, etc.
Yeah.
Did that ruin his legendary status at Chelsea?
So... a legend is an extremely
I don't think it did because they might okay.
Wait. A legend is an extremely famous or notorious person, especially in a particular field.
Okay, but a legend of the game and a legend of a club is two different things. You've described a legend of the game.
A legend to me, very simple. We are the ones who decide who is a legend, who isn't. It depends on how that person touches, the masses. And sometimes that person is not, the best player, but he is there when he's needed.
I would describe that as a cult hero. So not necessarily a club legend.
Would you say, is Eric Cantona a Man United legend or a cult hero?
But guys, what I'm saying, look, Messi touches people's lives. One. He touches people.
But Messi's a legend.
That's what I'm saying.
Of the game or the club.
That's why he is a legend. But he's not a cult. He played so many games for Barcelona. He's not just a cult hero. Whereas Diego Forlan is a cult hero at Manchester United. But he's not a club legend for Manchester United.
No, he's not.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic is a cult hero at Manchester United.
But
he's a legend of the game.
Yes.
But he's not a Manchester United legend.
David Whereas Beckham is a Manchester United legend.
But is he a legend?
Paul Scholes.
Wayne Rooney. Manchester United legend.
Roy Keane. Ryan Giggs.
Manchester
Peter Schmeichel.
City. is Kevin De Bruyne is a legend.
I think we've established
Sergio Aguero is a club legend. They don't have a David Silva is a club legend.
I think we've established what is not a legend. Let's get to what it is, because we still have not really
it's a number of games.
What do they do?
So it's a number of games. It's a contribution based on your level. So if you're a top club, you have to have won trophies with that club to be a club legend. But if you're Duncan Ferguson, you're an Everton club legend without trophies. But
so Harry Kane is not a legend at Tottenham.
Shorts, may I please have my charger?
Harry Kane is not a legend at Tottenham.
So that's why I'm saying, based on your contribution to the club.
It's in my bag.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tottenham don't win trophies. Harry Kane is a club legend at Spurs.
Still.
He's a club legend at Spurs. But you don't have to win trophies at a club that doesn't win trophies. But if your club wins trophies and you didn't,
you would have won if the club was a club that won.
So would you say Thierry Henry is a club Barcelona legend or an Arsenal legend?
He is not a Barcelona legend. Thierry Henry didn't impact Barcelona's trajectory.
He did not. He just went to a club that wins trophies.
Barcelona would have won the same number of trophies with Thierry Henry or without.
Yep, I agree with you.
He's an Arsenal legend. 100%, no doubt about it.
He influenced so many Arsenal games.
Exactly. Robert Pires, Yaya Toure is a Man City legend.
Is he not a Barcelona legend, though?
Thierry Henry is not a Barcelona legend.
No, I'm talking about Yaya Toure.
I mean, since was he there?
Yaya Toure, I wouldn't say he's a Barcelona legend. He could be a cult hero for Barcelona.
He won a Champions League with Barca.
Did he impact Barcelona in the way that Xavi, Iniesta, Messi? We're talking club legends.
He was there at the wrong time.
Okay. Hey, wow.
Sammy Bopape, perfect example. Alan Shearer is a legend. He's a legend of the game. He's a Newcastle club legend. He's a Premier League legend.
Fair.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic is a legend of the game. But is he a club legend pretty much anywhere?
Deco Modise, is he a Pirates or Sundowns legend?
He's a club legend. No. He's a legend of the game.
Yeah, no, he's neither.
But he's a Sundowns legend.
No. He's a legend of the game.
Okay. So I think we've established it. It's you have to play for a club for a certain amount of time to become a legend for that club. You have to make a meaningful contribution, a super meaningful contribution. Because otherwise, if you're well-loved by the fans, and so you've played for a short, I'd call you a cult hero.
I see.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah, no. Sorry, I was looking for something to unplug so that I can charge my phone, laptop.
Okay. Do you need to charge your laptop for something in particular?
Yes, it's for our game later on.
Okay, I'll have to go and fetch stuff for you.
Okay, cool.
You can always charge.
So if we look at Man United, we've spoken about the Beckhams, the Scholeses, the Ryan Giggs, the Peter Schmeichels, the Roy Keynes, City, De Bruyne would put him in there. Yaya, I'm still half and half about it. Aguero, definitely. Vincent Kompany, definitely.
Yes.
Who else?
Here's a question here, Matuzi, saying, is Steven Pienaar a club legend at Everton?
I would say... I would say yes. Lucas is a legend.
I think about five seasons. He was quite there for a long time.
Yeah, he went to Spurs.
Yes.
Right? I would say he's a legend of the game more than he is. Because he still came back and he played for Vets, if I'm not mistaken, right?
In South Africa?
Yes.
Yeah, I think. Did he? No, I can't remember. I don't want to lie. I can't remember.
I think he still came back and he played for Vets.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Upon his, like, you know how Benny left?
Yeah, and played for
Europe
Pirates.
And played for Pirates?
Yeah.
I think Steven Pienaar played for Vets in his last season before retirement. So for me, I would call him more a legend of the game than a club legend.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, would you say Benny McCarthy is a Porto legend or is he a legend of the game?
He's a legend.
He's a legend. Cult
hero
for Porto.
Cult hero, yes.
Okay. Because I'm like, yo, I thought I had it.
a lot of his career was at Blackburn.
But most according to Marco,
yes. So Benny McCarthy is more of a cult hero for Porto than he would be a club legend. I suppose, right?
I agree. I think he achieved something fantastic with Porto, but I wouldn't necessarily call him a club legend for Porto. He'll definitely be a cult hero. He's well loved by the people of Porto.
Guys, who do you think, as it stands, the younger ones, I'm talking about the Jews of this world, who do you think is on the way to becoming one?
A club legend?
And an overall.
Saka.
Bukayo Saka.
I think Temba Zwane is Mamelodi Sundowns legend.
Well, absolutely. You can give him that.
Well, he's not young. You mean young?
No, but I mean, he's still here. So, yeah, I mean.
No, yeah. But he's already one.
Yeah. Owen Williams, I think, he's already cemented himself as a SuperSport legend.
He's more SuperSport than he is Sundowns, for me.
For now.
I'm saying I think he has already cemented himself.
Yes. Kune is a Kaizer Chiefs legend.
Nobody can argue with that.
Yes. Like Chaba is a Kaizer Chiefs legend.
Well, maybe first, I'm joking.
And Freedom Velas is right. Munib Josephs is an Orlando Pirates legend.
Yeah, Slim Cut.
Yeah, so
is
we
an
can
Orlando,
say
yeah,
Slim
yeah.
Cut, but even into Dugudu, isn't Dugudu Kima Omkana?
Dugudu is definitely a Pirates legend.
Yeah, Nali Napoleon.
Villagas.
Yes.
Yeah.
As much as and Jabu Mahlangu, it doesn't matter what, he's still a Kaizer Chiefs legend.
He didn't play though.
He was not invited.
Okay, so that's our legendary conversation.
What's it, young one?
On club legends, what qualifies you as a club legend, ballers? Senzo you Mayua keep letting well. Us know.
It's complex, I'm not going to lie. Was he really a legend or is it because of his what happened?
No, he's a legend.
Nah, that man went to Ouagadougou. And he.
So you need all you need to be a legend to go is to go to Ouagadougou. And stop a penalty against TP Mazembe.
Exactly. Was he really like, was he on his way?
With AK-47s surrounding you, boy.
No, he's a Pirates legend.
No, he's a Pirates legend, definitely.
Okay, moving on. Now we move on to a little game brought to you by Betway and Game Master Len Moleko. Len, can you please explain the game to us?
How the games work. So this is how the game is going to work. I am going to project pictures. So it's kind of like charades, but not charades, if you get what I mean. All right. So the ballers can help in the comments to help Tepi Worldwide and Marco.
Okay.
Super Sub is going to give
I'm going to try and give clues.
Am I allowed to look at the screen?
We not.
No,
a,
you are not allowed
look
to look at the screen.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So both of
look
y'all.
Look at me.
Yeah, okay. You are looking at Super Sub. So both of
to
y'all.
To be honest with you, I might see their faces and still not know.
Both of
so
y'all.
That's fine.
And remember, this guy played football in the 60s.
Do you understand? Yes.
And you were not there.
So both of y'all each, here are the rules. Both of y'all each have 90 seconds from the clues that he gives to give the correct answer. The first one with the correct answer
buzz?
Gets 3 points.
Can I just say my name and then you know?
Yes.
Okay.
So you say your name if you've got the correct answer from the clues that Super Sub gives.
Where are the clues? I don't have the clues.
No. I'm going to project the picture. You are going to give the clues.
So I get the picture and I give clues?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And then what do I get if they get the clues?
Didn't we just move on to the next one.
If we guess correctly, you get a point.
Yes. What if he doesn't know the person?
Exactly.
Then we're in trouble.
Then we move to the next one. And
okay,
you guys
Bolas, are in you need to
come
here.
Let's go. Let's
and
go.
And Bolas
guys,
can
let's
help.
Go, let's go.
All right.
Don't say
here
the name.
We go. This is time for our penalty shootout. Brought to you by Betway. Get way more.
Okay. I'm
right.
going to avoid
okay,
looking at the screen.
Okay, but before you go, Marco, you are an onside legend. Give to Real G.
Dango.
We love it, yeah.
All right, let's go. The first one. Your time starts now.
Marco.
Don't say Marco, it's both
Seppi.
Of us.
You played for Italy. He's regarded as one of the best defender. He played with
left back, center back.
Center back.
Fabio Cannavaro.
No.
Alessandro
what
Nesta.
What does he look like?
He was He was Baresi's. He played, I think, with Baresi at some point.
Paolo Maldini?
Yes.
He's a left back, but okay, thank
you. But how are you expecting me to know that?
Okay, cool. 1 point to Marco.
Sorry, darling.
Marco.
Sorry, darling. Sorry, darling.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right. The next one.
Let me reset my watch.
AC Milan legend Paolo Maldini, widely regarded as one of the best defenders of all time.
Len, who's this now?
Time has gone.
Okay, this guy played for Kaizer Chiefs.
Okay.
Which time? Which season?
In the 90s.
And then?
He was a goalkeeper.
Hellman, no. Potrende Eshel.
Yebo.
Oh, hey. 1 point to Tepi. Yay. Scores 1-1.
Bolas, where are you? We need the answers.
Scores 1-1.
Bolas.
Okay, let me reset my watch again. It's tough, eh?
I think I've given enough clues. I'm tired now.
No. You're going to give clues for five. We've got five, my friend.
Even team player, too.
I'm trying, yeah.
It is screen, so I don't want to see them.
He played for Orlando Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
And he went
national
on...
team?
Sorry?
Orlando Pirates, did he play for national team? Which time? Give me time.
90s. He went on to play for Charlton Athletic and he also played for Lazio.
Is he black or white?
He's a striker.
No, he's a defender, Marco.
Is he black or white?
He used to have long hair back in the days.
Da, ta, da, ta,
yeah,
he's
white. Or
Mudfish.
Yeah.
Way! 2-1 to Marco.
And I used to work with Mudfish, yes.
Right. Moving along.
Okay, number four, ne?
Number four. So the score is 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So I've got 3 points.
Yeah.
You've done well so far.
I've got two. You've got three. Well done.
There we go.
He played for Tottenham Hotspur. He's from the USA.
Goalkeeper or?
He was a midfielder.
Left winger.
He used to come, even when they break that side, he will come and play.
He's
not Donovan. He's not London Donovan. He is.
It also starts with a D.
Ah.
Bolas.
I'm going to hate myself for this one.
Yeah.
A midfielder, American, played for Tottenham Hotspur.
Yes.
Okay.
Not Landon Donovan. He played for Everton anyway.
45.
Yeah.
46.
What
did he play for? 40. He was a captain of America at some point.
Give me his first name.
I can't.
He's not allowed to say the name.
He's not allowed to say the first name.
If you are D, go lower.
I can picture.
Midfielder who played for Tottenham. He's from America.
United States. And he played in midfield.
Check there what the Bolas are saying.
And he played a lot of games.
I will say it's Clint Dempsey, man.
Time up.
Yes, Clint Dempsey.
But it I did say it's Clinton.
Yes, no, but time
was
up.
So I lose.
No, you both lose. So it's still 2-1.
Okay, last
but
question.
But were my clue not good enough?
They were.
I knew exactly who you were talking about. I just couldn't.
He just forgot the name.
I just forgot the name.
And you can see the picture of the person, right?
No, I didn't see it.
No, I'm saying in your mind.
Yes, I could see him. I could picture him exactly.
Okay, final one. Tepi, this is your chance to level the scores. Marco, this is your chance to run away with it.
Mm.
Okay. Who is it going to be?
Let's go. I'm ready.
Da, 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 da.
He played for... I know this face.
This is a nasty
local
one.
International?
No, international.
Yeah.
And I think...
Bolas. Bolas are delayed by a couple of seconds. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, this one, I don't know.
Okay, can we look at the picture then?
Yeah, I think.
And then guess.
Okay, can I give one clue?
Yes.
He's German.
Franz Beckenbauer.
There we go. Marco has run away with it.
No, but how does he know?
Boo, 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 boo.
No, but how did he know? There's many people from Germany.
It's the first guess. He's the most famous German player of all time.
Yes.
He's a Ballon d'Or winner.
This game is
He's widely regarded as the best centre back of all time.
And funny enough, okay. We actually spoke about him last week, remember?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Is it?
That's what I'm saying. This picture looks familiar. I forgot his name.
So,
but okay. It's annoying. This game is annoying.
Why? You, how do you feel?
Why?
Does he feel crap? I do not know this.
Nah, bro.
Okay, but I like it. You know
so what? That was well our done. Penalty yeah. shootout for today.
That's a very good clue, Ngozi, saying that Dempsey also played for Fulham.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Len. That was Len Monleko's penalty shootout brought to you by Betway. Get way more.
So
as the winner, do I get to be the master of the in the game. Next game? So yes. I have to give them the clues.
Yeah, that's
by
how it
all means.
Okay. That's how it should be, that's actually.
Fair. So you've got the conch. If you've ever read Lord of the Flies.
Yes, you have. Remember,
you've got the conch.
Okay. Well, fantastic.
It's like an immunity thing, like a conch, whatever. Mm. Huh? Yes, it's an immunity. It's like a symbol of strength. No, immunity.
No, I'm not laughing at you.
I know. Like, I know.
You know what I'm laughing at?
What? What are they saying?
This is Survivor.
King says, I would have said, Gert Muller.
Okay.
Look, and you know what's funny, Super Sub? Ne?
What, my friend?
I put up the picture and you said he's Italian. That's a German logo, bro.
No, he didn't say he's Italian.
He said he's Italian. He did say. Oh. That was his first clue.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can't even see the logo.
The
ball's in the way.
The ball is in the way. It says Fußball.
But the ball's in the way.
The ball is in the way, which okay. makes the
good. Okay, guys, it's fine.
Let's move on. Let me be the first to congratulate Mr. Len Moleko on signing a Maserati of a defender, Calafiori.
Yo, I've got to get away. Is it parked? Yo.
What a player.
Somewhere in North London.
Yeah.
It's in North London.
London Colney.
Okay.
Top player.
Yeah, top
left player. Footed, which gives a lot to the team. I think that it's a substantial signing. And I think that it adds a lot to Arsenal's potential.
Yeah, no, definitely. I still think we are due one or two more signings, but the intention is there and it looks good.
In what department though would you
midfield,
say
midfield? And we need a striker, I feel.
Yeah, you need a 20 plus goal striker, because I think that is what might just get Arsenal over the line.
Yes,
hopefully.
Kicking off preseason, Gabriel Jesus fit, scoring goals. Is he their man?
He can't be him. And that is why he struggled when he was at City. He's not that go-to, I will depend on him to get me 20 plus goals a season. Saka is not that kind of a striker. Well, he's not even
he's
a striker.
Efficient. He's efficient.
Yeah. He's efficient, but we need what a Harry Kane provides, what a Haaland provides kind of player.
Fair.
And I think once Arsenal gets that kind of player, then they will definitely be a force to be reckoned with. Our ailments for the longest time have been in the back line. It looks like that has been sorted. With Saliba being Saliba, Gabriel is on point. Ben White, legendary. He's also a legend, by the way.
Okay, so I'm going to bring us to a tactics ball, and I want to just specify as to why I think Calafiori is a very important player. So we'll see. Mikel Arteta is going to be the sort of manager who does a lot of adapting going forward. I think he's gotten more comfortable with his squad. I think he's been slowly bringing in players in agreement with Edu and his technical team of what he needs to be successful. And I think Calafiori, who I'm going to leave as number five over here, is going to be key to that. So this is our
sweeper.
Yeah.
Sweeper. Remember when I said that the other time? You're like, yo, Sebi, how old are you? You talk old terms.
Old terms, sweeper. You've been talking to Gavin.
It's because the way the tactical board is laid out, it's actually
exactly
laid out in original football positions.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
Listen, this is a formation I played as a kid.
It's nice.
With an actual sweeper sitting in behind a back four.
For the team that your dad sponsored.
Yeah, that's all.
You had to be in the starting lineup.
Listen, there's 115 charges on my own my old kid's side.
So Mabo is the original Anile Pisani.
Exactly.
She's for you.
Okay, so I think that looking at this, this will probably be sort of the lineup that you're going to see. Martin Odegaard in at number 10 over here, behind a number 9. Hopefully they bring one in. Maybe Ivan Toney. I'd like to see him in an Arsenal shirt for Arsenal. Saka over on the right wing. And then like a Martinelli on the left wing with Declan Rice partnering someone in midfield. Maybe they'll bring someone new in to help out there. And Calafiori with Saliba here at centre back, and then whoever it is at left and right back.
Because I think
Ben White on right back is probably the most likely. And then left back, there might be question marks as to who's going to play at left back at Arsenal. They might go back into the market for that. But this might be why Calafiori is signed, so that they don't have to go into the market, because as a left-footed centre back who's a ball-playing centre back, he might be able to play left back over here. And Gabriel and Saliba, that partnership that was quite strong last season, he could be an option there at left back, because he's got that passing ability and that ability to move around the pitch and a very calm head on him. However, I think this is going to be the most dangerous combination over here for Arsenal. Now, when they play against the bigger sides, what you might see is...
They're yet to play a big side, because they played a small team just the other day.
Yeah, Manchester United. And they beat them 2-1. Hey? Yeah. Okay. So this is this is something that we might see at Arsenal next season against maybe some of the bigger sides, where you're going to see a back three, with wing backs that are going to be given the responsibility of moving forward up the pitch. And Calafiori will be critical in that, because he's going to be the player that's expected to do this.
Because I see on the comments here, who was it?
So I'm assuming six would be...
So that won't be Declan Rice or anything, and that's that will be Gabriel Saliba. So William Saliba and Gabriel, my apologies. We're going to see a back three of Saliba, Gabriel and Calafiori against Manchester City, for example, if you're not going to have a lot of the ball. But what you need to do when you're in that situation is have ball-playing defenders in that back three, so that they can step into midfield when you're in possession of the ball and help dictate the play and give these players the opportunity to go and affect the game. We saw Saka playing at left back for England.
Yeah.
Fairly ineffective, I suppose, in a way. But I think that when you see Saka as one of the wing backs and Martinelli as one of the wing backs, it gives them options to have creative players in the midfield. And Calafiori will be given some of the responsibility for being a creative player and stepping up into midfield for that. So I think that in a back three, in a back four, left back, Calafiori is a diverse player, and that's what Arsenal have managed to get their hands on.
I digress, right?
Yeah.
You realize Man City has not won one preseason match?
Preseason means zero.
But it's still Man City.
It means... minutes in the legs of players. That's all it means. And that's why I alluded to Maresca at the beginning of the show, saying that Chelsea fans already want the head of Maresca. It's two preseason games.
It's Chelsea. Chelsea fans are one, plastic, two, they really like plastic.
Wow. And that's your two.
I think that...
please don't hold back.
But
they are. What? If you're a Chelsea fan, you don't have...
Yo, Tabang, I'm sorry, my friend.
Oh, snap. Short supports Chelsea. Oh, no, but it's fine. It makes sense. You're like a Tabang. You know, you just needed a soccer team to support. And ta-da! Well, when Mourinho was winning cups, and you're like, I'm going to pick Chelsea. Kind of like other teams that wear blue as well.
Wait, but how did you pick the team that you support right now? That's an interesting...
They won trophies in the 90s when he was a fan.
Yeah?
Why did you choose
that? I helped them win trophies. Why did I choose Arsenal?
Yes.
Okay, let me explain the story.
Quickly.
Very interesting.
Quickly.
I chose to support Arsenal because a friend of mine back then was able to... Remember those CNA diaries that had like...
Yes.
Yes. So there was always a poster of David Beckham inside, right? Back when Man United used to wear the sharp jersey, right?
So a friend of mine would be able to afford that, and he had like pictures of David Beckham on his wall, right? And I was like, and he was like flaunting it on me kind of vibes, right?
Oh, so you were salty?
Yes. So I went to the library at the time, and there was a newspaper called the London Express.
Newspaper.
And when Arsene Wenger signed up as Arsenal manager, it was the top story in the sports pages. And I was like, Arsenal. Okay.
You know how many kids thought that Arsenal was named after Arsene Wenger?
Exactly. At the time, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right. So from then, I was like, okay, cool. I think this is the team I'm going to support. And I have not looked back ever since.
Well, good story.
Wow. What a lovely story. I mean, imagine you're running from dinosaurs, ngapa, you found the newspaper. Yes, super sub.
I've got nothing to say.
Okay, so when you were... when you were practicing in goal with Gigi Buffon, you saw Arsenal get Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, and... no, me and Gigi were going to the library because we had homework to do.
Okay. Oh, that's adorable. Yes.
And then he became the most expensive goalkeeper in the world at 17, 16 years old. But anyway, thank you, Len Moleko. Tabiso saying, Arteta won't play a back three. That will never happen. It will require Saka and Martinelli to track back, which it will minimize the attack. I don't agree. I think that it gives them a lot of options. I think that if you have a back three, especially with a player like Calafiori who can switch to left back, and you don't expect Saka necessarily in that element of the game to fall back into defense, then you'll have a Declan Rice who will come back and support the defense. Fair so point. That's what I think Arteta's going. You're going to see a lot more transition and change from Mikel Arteta, and a lot more adaptation from Arteta this season going forward, simply because he's got more of a squad that he can utilize in that way. And I think that's what you're seeing getting built by Arteta and Edu, specifically looking for players that can be more adaptable.
Outside of Man City losing their preseason games, I know preseason is nothing like really.
And also he's playing youngsters, so.
Eh?
He's playing like youngsters.
Yeah, I don't know. I know. I was just trying to mock you. One thing that has surprised me, right? Liverpool have not been very active in the market thus far.
Actually, a question from Kane saying, Bollers, where do you think Liverpool will finish? I think top four will be difficult for the team. So continue.
Yes, on that point as well, I go further to say there are rumors and murmurs going around.
I feel like that's your favorite word.
That Trent might be going to Real Madrid.
Arnold.
I think that he's someone that they'll be looking at. But at the moment, Real Madrid are not going to spend big on anyone. Mbappe was free, but he cost them big money.
They're the richest club in the world.
No,
are they?
Mbappe yes, was they free they, and he they, cost they, them big the money. The they wanted Lenny Yoro. And Manchester United came in with an offer to make sure that Lenny Yoro doesn't go for free to Real Madrid next season. Because Lenny Yoro would have chosen Real Madrid over Manchester United.
Day,
it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But he wanted the move now, or his club wanted him to move now so that he doesn't go for free out of loyalty to the club or whatever. And I suppose he thought that Manchester United was still a good option for him. But Real Madrid currently, when you look at the squad depth that they've got, my concern with the Trent Alexander-Arnold move would be, are Liverpool going to let him go on the cheap? Because I don't think Real Madrid are shopping with big money at the moment.
They have a tendency.
If you look at the squad depth that they've got.
No, fair point. I mean, we look at, obviously, Endrick was unveiled a couple of days ago.
Oh, that was such a beautiful thing to watch.
Right?
Yeah.
He cried.
His dad was
still
also
a baby,
crying.
Man.
His mom. It's so cute.
So is Ronaldo also a baby? Is that why he cried?
Endrick's mom mom and father babies.
No, never mind.
Yeah, especially if you hear the story of poverty that they came from, him to sign at his age.
And also accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish. Yeah. He wanted to play for the team.
I mean, his family's life is going to be changed forever.
Facts.
Absolutely agree. So the Trent move, I won't be terribly surprised if it does happen. It seems like Real Madrid are interested in him. But I would be less surprised if he stays at Liverpool and the move doesn't happen. I don't think Liverpool will let him go for cheap. I think he's an important player to them still. And I don't think Real Madrid will spend big money on him. They've got enough of a squad. I don't think they need to do any more than what they've done so far in this transfer window.
I've got a question. And this question is for Super Sub. It's for Marco. It's for Tepi. And it's for the ballers as well. Question is twofold. Question. Who's the top four finishers of the Betway Premiership where you get way more this coming season? Top four. And the ballers as well, you can put on the comments. Tell us, who do you think is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4?
Orlando Pirates.
Number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mamelodi Sundowns.
Number two.
Stellenbosch.
Number three.
SuperSport United.
Okay. Cool. Mr. Marco?
I think absolutely it's Pirates and Sundowns, guaranteed top four.
Okay. I think, is that 1-2 or 2-1? Which one?
Well, Sundowns 1.
Okay.
I think Pirates 2.
Okay.
You know, you don't finish second in 2 years in a row by accident. I think it'll happen again. And then third and fourth place, I think Cape Town City will be there in the top four. And I think Stellies once again. I think they buttering up the league like...
Tabang, you're recording this. Ballers, get us there on the comments and tell us. Tepi, Betway Premiership, top four.
Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, SuperSport United, Cape Town City.
Okay, that's Tepi's predictions.
I wouldn't disagree with that one either. I would interchange Stellies and SuperSport United, either of the two for me, top four.
Okay, Vuyo Chemese on the comments says it will be Sundowns, SuperSport United, Stellies and Cape Town City. Yeah. Marco Berry Studio says it will be Sundowns, Cape Town City, 3 and 4 question marks. Okay, let me give my predictions. Sundowns, number one.
Mm-hmm.
SuperSport United, number two.
Because they're not playing in Africa.
Well, they are.
And that's why just I don't have Stellies.
Just not on the African competition.
What?
Never mind.
They're not playing CAF.
Yeah, they're not playing CAF. No, I like the whole thing. Like when teams say, are we playing in Africa? It's like so Joburg is where?
New York.
So Sundowns, SuperSport United, Cape Town City and Kaizer Chiefs. That's my top four.
Is that part of your SuperSport United decision, or is it that Gavin Hunt's like getting his fingers really in?
I feel like Gavin Hunt, if he really wanted to last season, if he really wanted to, he would have easily done it.
But remember, he doesn't have the squad.
Remember my theory about him trying to avoid CAF?
I remember. Will he do it again?
Okay, cool. We're done with that one. Premier League, top four. In order.
It's a difficult one. Manchester City.
Mm-hmm.
You're so predictable. It's actually funny.
No. Listen.
What are we expecting?
If you don't say City, you're the one who's letting bias determine his decision.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 5 in a row.
Okay. Yeah, it's on the wall.
Mm. Oh, no, but with Sundowns, it's also a couple in a row, but he says this season it's going to be Pirates.
Mm-hmm. I can substantiate my answer if you want us to go back there.
Substantiate.
It's because I feel like Pirates has been coming second for a longest time, and they are adding members into that squad, you know, and they've got Sundowns' number right now. So.
No, they know how to be bridesmaids. Bridesmaid.
Okay.
What do you call them?
Yeah. Okay, but please go on.
Yeah, I think it's a season for Orlando Pirates. But anyway, that's just me. And it's my prediction.
Okay, Lusa Pongozi says Arsenal, City, Liverpool and Chelsea. You are saying City?
City. And mind you, last year I got it right. But today you're busy here talking like I don't get my predictions right. This guy.
Wow.
Okay, come. It's City and who else?
Don't say that, please.
Stop, you guys.
What did I say?
No.
You said City.
Yeah, so City first, then
City.
The rest of the top four.
Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
Bridesmaid.
Difficult.
3 and 4, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Come on, Super Sub.
Yeah.
I don't want to commit.
I'll leave it at that.
It's a 50-50 challenge.
Yeah, it's a mess there. Oh, it's a mess there. Because Tottenham is not guaranteed. Manchester United, I think Manchester United. I'll call them. Last season, I didn't call them.
Three.
Yeah, I'll call them in.
Okay, and then four. There's also
Aston Villa, Chelsea, Liverpool.
Marco, don't speak about Chelsea. Chelsea is not a team.
Yo, guys, title
what
four.
What does Chelsea ever do to you, bro?
They're just adding numbers.
Oh,
wow. Ireland, I leave it at top three. It's difficult,
Marco,
guys.
Marco, your top four?
Okay, Premier League. I'm going Premier League outright. I am going to give you Betway's odds on this as well.
Okay. Steez the Baller says you're going to sneak in Man United somewhere.
I don't think Man U will finish in the top four this season. I think it'll be tough for them to finish in the top four. But I think this is going to be the toughest top four in...
Yet.
This season was already tough to predict. I think the changes at Chelsea and Liverpool are going to deter them. But I think that they will both sneak into the top four. But I think they're going to be some distance from the top two. That's what I predict for this season. I think that there's going to be a big gap between Arsenal and whoever finishes third. It's going to be Manchester City first. Their odds are 2.15. Mm. Arsenal second with very good odds. The team at Betway think Arsenal have a good chance of winning this league title at 2.85. Then Liverpool at 8. And then Chelsea at 19.2 to win the league. Don't waste your money. Manchester
you can
United,
if you want.
Manchester United at 23.3, Newcastle at 30, Spurs at 32, Aston Villa at 51. I think that I get what they're getting at here. A venture into Europe is tough. Into also, Champions League.
And with a new format as well.
Ask Newcastle how hard that was.
The new format of the Champions League
is a lot of games.
Yeah.
So... Although Unai Emery, if you want anyone taking you into Europe, it's Unai Emery.
Of course. He knows how to navigate that continent. Like
maybe Villa should have finished fifth last season and then play in Europa League because they probably would have won it.
Mm.
But in saying that, I think that's going to make it tough for Villa to finish in the top four again. So I do think that Liverpool, I think they're going to fall off in quality a little bit since Klopp leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to take them time to learn Arne Slot's style. Oof. I think that Chelsea are going to struggle under Maresca, especially if they keep this sort of the fans are unhappy, then the players are unhappy, that sort of Chelsea thing that we see
Chelsea's
happen
not a football
all the time.
Club.
So I think that Spurs have another opportunity to be in the top four. So that will be my prediction. I think that Spurs will finish in the top four.
So you said
I think
City, Arsenal?
City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Spurs, Man United fifth.
Okay. You literally had to squeeze them in because I said top four. So,
Steez the Baller called me out
Steez
on
the
this already.
Was right.
He's right. I always have to get
top four.
I think the City is going to still lead. It's going to be quite close once again with Arsenal. As much as you guys are saying that Villa is going to struggle because they are going to be playing continental, but for some reason I see them still being in the top four. In fact, I would literally.
So City, Arsenal.
City, Arsenal.
Villa.
I'll say Spurs and Villa.
Okay, here's my top four.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
Man United to win the league. Arsenal to finish second. Man City to finish third. And Spurs to finish fourth.
This is reach bait.
Please explain.
This is reach bait at this point.
No, I'm being for real.
This is reach.
You think Man United will win the league this season? Lenny Yoro is that good?
Man United are going to win the league.
This season.
Mark my words. I am sitting here on Onside ZA.
Clip it, shots. Clip it.
Brought to you by Betway, where you get way more. It is it's the 30th.
Of July,
2024.
But come May 2025, Manchester United will be champions of England.
I kid you not. Mark my words.
Okay.
Super Sub wants to sleep.
Okay, so in terms of top four, Man United, Arsenal,
City. And Spurs.
And Spurs.
Yes.
Super Sub, you left Spurs out of your top four.
They were not convincing, man, the previous season.
That was their first season under the new manager.
Yeah.
They lost Harry Kane. They had to adapt. But they started off strong.
I went top three, remember? I didn't do top four.
Oh, no, he chickened out of four.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest, okay. My bro.
But, I mean, there's a lot of teams that can. I I mean, I understand your reservation for it.
It could be Spurs. It could be Chelsea. It could be Villa.
Chelsea's not a team, Munna. How long must I tell you?
Yeah, Munna. Chelsea's a team.
Chiefs what? Which Chiefs out of this?
And that was Onside ZA, brought to you by Betway. Get way more. Thank you so much, ballers. Thank you, Len Moleko.
German.
Thank you, Tepi Worldwide.
Thank you, Dolly.
Thank you so much, Super Sub.
Thank you.
And once again, thank you to you, the ballers. Remember to stay onside with us in Betway. Don't be offside, be onside.
Boop, 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 boop.
Danko means thank you.
Thank you.